Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What's your favorite way to self-sabotage? Could it be, screaming and hollering again and again about the same offense or to the same people? Or maybe it's not screaming and hollering. It is bitching, moaning, whining, and complaining to people who can't do anything to assist you. Or maybe your favorite way to self-sabotage is by giving people additional chances again and again in your life that they haven't earned, where they get to continue to cause you problems. Maybe your favorite way to self-sabotage is the twos. Too much money, too much weed, too much alcohol. When I say too much money, it is either earning it and then it never helps you feel any better, or it's spending what you don't have. Too much food. Is it procrastination? Putting off again and again what you know that you need to address until it becomes a crisis. These are just a few of the ways, and what I've named are all things that I've gone through personally at some point in my life. But it'd be interesting to hear what's your favorite way to self-sabotage. Here's what I want you to know. It's absolutely exhausting. It will wear you out. You'll never be able to overcome it when you try to stop the self-sabotage. Why is that? Because it's not a cause. It's symptoms. It is symptoms that you have a need that is not being met, and you have no idea on how to be able to get it met in a healthy way. You are not safe. You don't have freedom of choices. The only way anybody pays attention to you is whenever you take it way too far. You have been taught to connect to others through painful problems, whether it's yours, theirs, or ours. You continue to seek out books and podcasts and videos on how to treat the symptoms, and you constantly feel like you have no power in your life. Yeah. Okay. So what do we want to understand? The very first step is to see how you self-sabotage. The second step is then to recognize that you have a need that is going unmet, and the self-sabotage gives you relief from the buildup of the overwhelm, of the emotional and mental flooding that's taking place because you don't know how to get that need met. So we don't address the symptoms. We go to the cause. The cause is certainty. You were taught that you must be dependent upon other people, places, and things for you to be okay. Instead of discovering how to draw boundaries, how to have rules in place. The second thing is freedom of choices, that there is going to be an overwhelm of emotions. And that's okay. You can feel emotions without having to take action on them. Then the worthiness level number three, is whenever you are going, look at me, look at me, look at me. I am worth something. But you're doing it either by other people, you're having to save them or martyr yourself. Then there's the level of validation. And validation says, oh, here comes Thor. Sorry, guys, if you're on the video. Yes, he's going, validate me and pay attention to me. So validation is when you've been taught to connect
by hot messes. Either where you're a hot mess or they're a hot mess, what you really wanted is love. But love cannot take place without, in the very beginning, what I shared with you, those boundaries. And the growth, where you're constantly seeking out something that you think is going to give you assistance. Well, guess what? Cancer is growth. So we have to actually look at the parts of your personality that need to be brought out. Because out of these six levels, you have two of them where you are absolutely magnificent, and that's what needs to be addressed. And then the top one, the power over power under experience, that's learned helplessness. That's whenever, no, you need to go lay down. That's whenever you take your power back by removing yourself from the drama-trauma triangle. I'll give you an example of this that happened just yesterday. I have a family member moving. It is a very difficult move for them. They're upset. They told a friend that they were upset. The professional that's helping them move, they didn't take their concerns to the professional. They took them to their friend. The friend then takes it to the professional and says, do you know how you're creating hardship in her life? The professional that was referred by another family member doesn't go back to person number one and says, hey, I hear that there's a challenge and I'm going to deal with you, not your friend. No, they go to the family member that referred them. The family member reaches out to me. See, the drama-trauma triangle says there needs to be a victim, and for a victim, there needs to be a bully. And then for there to be a bully, there's going to have to be a hero. So the family member that referred the professional then reaches out to me and says, what do I do? And I'm going, I ain't playing that drama-trauma triangle. So I'm just like, what do you think you should do? You know what? That's what you should act on. Go ahead. I'm not there to give therapy. I'm not there to rescue anybody. I am not there to get subconscious agreement for success, because no one is engaging with me in a way that says, yeah, that this is how I want to move forward in my healthiest. No, everybody is engaging from they're going to be a victim, and then there needs to be a bully. And when you're a victim and everybody's a bully, then you have to have a hero. But what's interesting is the subconscious doesn't enjoy heroes for very long, because it's still disempowered. And the very person that was the hero winds up becoming the bully. Yeah, this is the reason why it's so exhausting to stop self-sabotage, because you're only treating symptoms instead of going to the cause. The cause is, out of the six levels of your brilliance and magnificence, two of those levels need to be acted upon and bringing you out at your very best. We're not going to get into a tussle with the symptoms, because there are always going to be symptoms. Because I tell you what, after I got off of the phone with all these various conversations going on, I was frustrated the rest of the evening. By the way, frustration simply means untapped potential. I could see the potential in every single person that was involved in this experience. And that was frustrating, that they weren't using it, that they were dumbing themselves down. So was I frustrated? Yes. But just because I was frustrated didn't mean I was acting on it. My emotions inform me. They don't infect me. And whenever I'm led by my emotions, I will become infected. My emotions can inform me where boundaries need to be drawn. My emotions can inform me where rules need to be put in place. What's the difference between boundaries and rules? Boundaries bless, rules restrict. Boundaries say, hey, this is a container for my brilliance. These are the things I'll engage in based on me at my best, these are the things I won't engage in. So boundaries are all about me. Rules restrict access from others coming into my world. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow you to come in and determine how I am going to move forward into progress. So rules restrict others. I have to look at what I value. Yeah, what do I value? What is unique and brilliant about me? Because what everybody in this situation is asking me to do is to be dumbed down to their pain instead of going, I need to focus on me and how I move into progress, because whenever I do that and then I assist others, then they can move into progress also. And then after that, you know, it's what's valuable, it's what's unique, and then what is my identity? What is the aspects about me, of who I want to become, that I'm then going to activate? So was I frustrated? Yeah. But I wasn't going to deal with symptoms, whether it was in others or whether it was in me. So stop trying to chase those self-sabotaging symptoms. Instead, begin to look at the needs that they're pointing out. Because when you can do that, oh, what's phenomenal is that you're getting agreement from your subconscious for success, because it wants to bring you out at your best. The subconscious, it's got habits and patterns. You don't have problems. You got a pattern challenge. And that pattern is that it's engaging more in pain than it is in progress. You're going back to what you know instead of the destiny that is asking you to develop an aspect of your personality in order to move into progress. So until we get together again, the journey needs to be just as interesting as the arrival of the goal. But to do that, you have to decide who you want to be moving forward. So, blessings on that journey. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.